Welcome. We will be journeying with Jesus on his way to the cross. We will be using the devotional practice called the Stations of the Cross. The stations are based on the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem, which is believed to be the actual path Jesus walked to Golgotha. For over 500 years, Catholic and Protestant Christians have been using the stations to make a spiritual pilgrimage through contemplation on the Passion of Christ. For tonight's stations, there are images in the text below. You can start the audio and then scroll down and keep scrolling as we move from station to station. Let us pray. Loving Jesus, along your way of the cross, you met hardened soldiers, condemning priests, and compassionate men and women. As we walk that same way of the cross, let us search our innermost hearts, for they are capable of hardness or compassion, fickleness or faithfulness. Jesus, may we confront the dark side of our hearts and through your grace, decide to remain your faithful and compassionate followers. Amen. The first station. Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Mark chapter 15, verses 1 to 5 and 11 to 15. Jesus was taken in chains to Pilate. The chief priests were accusing Jesus of many things, so Pilate questioned him. "Aren't you going to answer?" he said. "Listen to all their accusations." Jesus refused to say a word, and Pilate was amazed. Pilate spoke to the crowd, "What do you want me to do with this one you call King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." "But what crime has he committed?" Pilate asked. They shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Pilate wanted to please the crowd, so he set Barabbas free for them. Then he had Jesus whipped and handed him over to be crucified.
Pilate asked what crime Jesus had committed. It was a good question. Jesus had annoyed the religious leaders, of that there was no doubt. He had been critical of social and religious structures. He had healed the villagers. He had told stories to the crowds. He was probably a threat to public law and order. But was that enough to condemn him, to end his life? But he would not defend himself. The storyteller was silent now, and the crowd was noisy, and Pilate handed him over to be crucified.
We pray for those on trial this week, and for those appointed to judge them. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you
The second station, Jesus takes up the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Mark chapter 15, verses 16 to 20. The soldiers took Jesus inside, to the courtyard of the governor's palace and called together the rest of the company. They put a purple robe on Jesus, made a crown out of thorn branches, and put it on his head. Then they began to salute him. "Long live the King of the Jews!" They beat him over the head with a stick, spat on him, fell on their knees, and bowed to him. When they had finished mocking him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
Soldiers, taking the chance for a bit of fun. They had a heavy day ahead. Soon they would have to put on their public face. Disciplined, controlled, efficient. But for now, a bit of a lark with the lads, with no risk of recrimination. Dead men tell no stories. Jesus was going to his death.
We pray for those appointed to keep public order and for those tempted to abuse their power. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
The third station, Jesus falls. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Isaiah 53, the first verse. Who would have believed what we now tell? Who could have seen God's hand in this?
Jesus was exhausted. He was in pain. He was going to his death. The cross was heavy and he fell. He was flesh and blood like us. He was struggling.
We pray for those who are tired or in pain. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there when they pierced him in the side?
The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Luke chapter 2. The time came for Joseph and Mary to perform the ceremony of purification, as the law of Moses commanded. So they took the child Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. At that time, there was a man named Simeon living in Jerusalem. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, This child is chosen by God for the destruction and salvation of many in Israel. He will be a sign from God which many people will speak against and so reveal their secret thoughts. And sorrow, like a sharp sword, will break your own heart.
She was going to be there at his end, she who had been there with God at his beginning. She was his mother. She had fed him and cradled him and watched over his growing. Whatever he had said and done, he was still her son, and she would not desert him now. Whatever pain of his she could embrace, she would. And in the meeting of their eyes, there was love, suffering, and shining.
We pray for parents whose children are in pain or in trouble. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Were you there when the sun refused to shine?
The fifth station, Simon is forced to help Jesus carry the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Mark chapter 15, verse 21. On their way through Jerusalem, they met a man named Simon, who was coming into the city from the country, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross.
Simon from Cyrene, father of Alexander and Rufus, what a tale you had to tell your children. You helped Jesus. You gave him your strength on the streets of Jerusalem. Willing or unwilling, you, Simon, have become part of his story, and he part of yours. For you helped him when he needed you. What would we give to be Simon?
We pray for a willingness to serve you in friends and in strangers. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
The sixth station, a woman wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Matthew chapter 25, verses 35, 36, and 40. Jesus said, I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you received me in your homes, naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you took care of me, in prison and you visited me. Whenever you did this, you did it for me.
Wiping faces, dirty faces, faces full of sweat and tears, faces covered in chocolate and in jam. Wiping faces is something we try to do gently and lovingly, something that soothes and cleanses, something that brings healing. Wiping faces is something we do for those who are young or old, or in pain or in trouble, wanting them to know that they are cherished and loved. And when we wipe the faces of God's little ones, we are wiping the face of God.
We pray for those whose faces we wipe, and for those who wipe away our tears. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
The seventh station, Jesus falls again. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Isaiah 53, verse 7. Ill-treated and afflicted, he never said a word. Like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, like a sheep dumb before its shearers, he never opened his mouth.
I am finding it hard to watch you, Jesus, to see you struggling, to see you on the ground. Into your silence, I want to shout. Why do they keep hurting you? What have you done wrong?
We pray for those who today will struggle and fall. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Were you there when the sun refused to shine?
The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Luke chapter 23. A large crowd of people followed Jesus. Among them were some women who were weeping and wailing for him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Women of Jerusalem, don't cry for me, but for yourselves and for your children.
Weep for the mothers and children of Jerusalem, for Israeli and Palestinian, for Jew and Muslim and Christian, for the strangers in their midst. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray that her people may live together in justice. Pray that all people may live together in peace.
We pray for those who live in places of conflict and danger, for peacemakers and peacekeepers in every land. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
The ninth station, Jesus falls a third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. A reading from Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. He endured the suffering that should have been ours, the pain we should have borne. All the while, we thought that his suffering was punishment sent by God. But because of our sins, he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received.
I am not sure if I can watch this much longer. In his pain, I see my pain. In his falling, I feel myself falling. In his cross. I am included. He carried it for me and my enemies and my friends.
We pray for those we love, for those we struggle to love, and for those who find us difficult. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
The tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his clothes. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Mark chapter 15, verses 22 to 24. They took Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. They tried to give him wine mixed with a drug called myrrh, but Jesus would not drink it. Then they crucified him and divided his clothing among themselves, throwing dice to see who would get each piece of clothing.
Stripped now of clothing, of disciples, of friends, alone, naked and vulnerable, with nothing to protect you from the pain to come.
We pray for those deserted by friends, for those who are alone and vulnerable. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there when they pierced him in the side?
The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Luke chapter 23, verses 35 and 49. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The people stayed there watching him. The leaders jeered at him and the soldiers mocked him. Some women, his friends from Galilee, looked on at a distance.
We look on from a distance of time and space and culture, a distance of a Friday afternoon in our homes in Calgary in Lent. And for us, it hurts to watch Jesus dying, even at a distance. It hurts to know that we are being rescued. It hurts to know how much we are valued and loved.
We pray for the depth of your love for us, and we thank you. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Luke chapter 23, verses 44 to 46. It was about 12 o'clock when the sun stopped shining and darkness covered the whole country until 3 o'clock. And the curtain hanging in the temple was torn in two. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Father, in your hands I place my spirit." He said this and died.
In your hands he placed himself, all that he was, all that he had been, all his beauty, all his obedience, all his loving. In God's hands he placed himself. He was returning to his Father. He was going home.
We pray for those deserted by friends, for those who are alone and vulnerable. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble.
The 13th station. Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Mark chapter 15, verses 42 to 46. And when evening came, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Joseph took the body down and wrapped it in a linen sheet.
Pietà. Jesus is dead and lies in the arms of his mother. Death is hard and final, and yet, whatever happens on this earth, children never die to their mothers. In the memory of those who loved them, loved ones remain. And for us and for all God's people, our hope is safe in God. From swaddling bands to grave clothes, all the days of living and dying, we are cradled and wrapped in love.
We pray for our families and friends who have died, for ourselves as we carry their stories. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you
The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from Mark chapter 15, verses 46 and 47. Joseph placed the body in a tomb which had been dug out of solid rock. Then he rolled a large stone across the entrance. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, were watching and saw where the body of Jesus was placed.
The door is shut now, and the world sighs and waits. And we wait in night's darkness, longing for the morning, longing for the light.
We pray for all who are waiting, for all who are longing for light. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Were you there?
Like water breaking open, we will sing our way through grief. Feel the spirit move on the inside. Open up our hearts and let our deep pain speak. There is freedom in our souls tonight. Like water breaking open, we will sing our way through grief. Feel the spirit move on the inside. Open up our hearts and let our deep pain speak. There is freedom in our souls tonight.